Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 24 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 15 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 16 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good evening. 2000 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees.
Good evening. This is Matt. So we're at the U. It's the U of M Sunday night. This night meets every Sunday night at 8 p.m. on this WAUM repeater. This night is open to all amateurs. When checking in, please give your name and call sign. I'll take check-ins in the following order. I will first take check-ins from mobile, portable, and short time stations, then from Echolink stations, then from all other stations. Are there any mobile, portable, or short time stations wishing to check into the U of M Sunday night? Yes, please call now.
Yeah, November 8th, here Bravo Echo, James, mobile.
Why don't you go ahead and take a turn, Dave? At least it's somewhat less cold than it's been today, and it's finally stopped snowing, it seems like. So, go ahead, Dave.
WSAU, and the best is November 8th here at Bravo Echo, and in the day, I'm west side of Ann Arbor, and I'm sitting in the truck, trying to keep warm. Really what's been entangled. And of course, we'll be on the Skywarn net later this evening, but I can get that from the basement. Back to that, any of the students.
Thanks, Matt. Are there any other mobile portable or short-time stations for you on Sunday night at week on now? All right, nothing heard. Are there any Echolink stations for the U of M Sunday night at week on now?
Yeah, hello, this is Kilo Echo 8, Papa Sierra Alpha, calling in on Echolink.
Go ahead and take a turn.
Hello, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. I'm just checking in just before breaking for dinner here. I'll probably break away to eat some soup. So just wanted to check in and say hello. Thank you. This is Kilo Echo 8, Papa Sierra Alpha.
Are there any other equipment stations? All right, nothing heard. Any and all stations for the U of M Sunday night nights? Please call now.
B-Z-J.
I've got KEZJ. Any other stations that you have on Sunday night?
Alpha Charlie 8 Tango Oscar.
Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor. AZ80 and WAEMV. Anyone else? Sorry, nothing heard. KEZJ, what do you have for us? Can we follow by TO? Go ahead, Mo.
Hey, Matt. Not much going on in the radio world today. Had a nice discussion with some of the Aero guys about putting my 40-foot tower up in the springtime, but right now I am just thinking I should make like a bear and hibernate. It looks cold and yucky out. So with that, I'll pass it back to Matt.
It's supposed to be warmer next week, though. It was a little bit warmer today, I think, than it's been like all week, so I was greasing the cables on my bike so they don't freeze when we get done one of those days. They could get warm and wet and then cold so they don't freeze up. But I've been working on trying to get into the GMR network to be able to run the Brandmeister GMR network, to be able to run the Aero GMR net. The first 2 weeks, apparently, I was just calling on to a repeater that turns out it was an MI5 repeater, even though it's in some places it was listed as a Brandmeister repeater, and I guess it at some point used to be a Brandmeister repeater and no longer is. And then, I don't know if you think they would just block those talk groups if they didn't want people trying to use those talk groups. So I found that I could get into the Detroit CMC machine, which is a Brandmeister repeater with a 5-watt HC. Like last Wednesday, I did some experimenting and had a QSO with Dana, my hand's Paul right at the moment, but got it working then, and then tried it again yesterday for the Saturday night and found that I could not get into the that machine. It wasn't hearing me at 5 watts, but I was hearing that someone else ran the net, and I was able to hear all of it, but I wasn't able to get into the machine with just the 5-watt HD. So now I'm kind of looking at the EMR radios, and I guess I'll give that a turn and then tell you a little bit more about that part of it. Anyhow, I'll make the ATO, and you'll be followed by EMV. Go ahead, Don.
Hi, Matt. Thanks. ACQ Don here. Let's see. Most of my, I guess I've been working on communications, but not really in the ham bands. I finally, fiber to the home has become available in my neighborhood down south of the airport. So, but try to figure that out. It uses this Wi-Fi that's 3-band and 2.45 and 6 gigahertz. I'm not sure which of my equipment supports all the 6 gigahertz yet, but I'm trying to figure out the wired too. It's 5G based T, so 5 gigabit, and I'm trying to figure out what products are out there. I mean, I could plug it into a regular gigabit switch and everything will dummy down, but like, if I'm buying 2 gigabits, I hate to have it all dummy down, so I'm realizing that despite my years of working in networks, I'm badly out of date, so I'm trying to quickly come back up to speed on that. So that's my communication challenge at the break. ACTO, back to that.
Thanks. I suppose you really just need a switch that has an uplink that can handle the full bandwidth, because you probably don't really have any real reason to push more than one gig to an individual device in your house for the most part. So that's probably the way to deal with that, although that gets you into commercial switches. What is the brand? There's some, are they Linksys? There's some ones that have some canned AV profiles in them that we use as AV for AV systems that are not super expensive, but they also have like a super dumbed down interface to them that allows you to still do most of the professional configuration, but has an easier to use interface that kind of has some canned profiles and things like that. That's probably give you a better switch than what you would get just using a consumer router. I guess I'll talk about the last thing about my DMR adventure here is I've been looking to find a 50-watt DMR radio on to USB being able to get into the repeaters that can't seem to hear me, because I'm pretty sure with more power I could just talk to them, because I've worked them on 77 meter with FM or similar repeaters, and those work just fine. I'll be break for time for a second though. So as I'm looking at radios, I want ones that will support either DMR config or OpenGG77, so that I can have a decent user interface to be able to configure them, and I don't have to have a different config file for every radio. So looks like there's only one radio that kind of falls in that category as far as I can tell. I believe it's a Cytera, and I forget the model, but looks like all the other radios supported by those two pieces of software, or either of those pieces of software, are just HTs. So that brings me to the bottom of the list with WEMV, and I think somewhere in there I dialed in what the results of our testing was last week, even though I don't think I really got back to you on that. Anyhow, go ahead, Ed.
This is WADMV. Thanks, Matt. On the DMR front, if you want a temporary hotspot, the offer is open to loan you mine. You'd need to scrub it from what it is and reprogram it from scratch, but not open spot 4 is not hard to do that with. But I understand the desire to do things over the air, and I think that's a good plan to get a radio that supports this IDMR config, because some of the code plug software that they ship with these things is, to me, useless because it's Windows only, but also even when I got a Windows machine running it, it was really hard to understand and hard to put together. So the other thing is I had a good short QSO on this repeater with KE8OOZ last night, who was out with his truck and a homebrew mag mount on top of his truck. That worked out really great. So we had questions about the mesh-tastic coverage in town, and on the lookout for more high spots to put repeaters that would give more coverage to that network, because with WOTO down, it's a visibly diminished network with that one node gone, and you'd like a mesh to be more resilient in the face of single node failure. So still more working to do with that, probably a springtime, summertime project for rooftops. With that, back to Net. This is WADMV.
All right, thanks, Ed, and thanks for the offer of the hotspot. I know we'll see how things go. I might take you up on that, but I'd kind of rather just get another radio and be able to dump the config I already have that works into it instead of having to figure out how to configure yet another thing. That's the thing I really don't like about the DMR radios, is that you can't really configure them from the front panel. Usually, at least with OpenGG77, you can make a couple, like, temporary changes, but as far as I can tell, there's no way to save those changes and make them permanent without having to go through the whole process of changing a computer and then loading it back into the radio. So that's kind of my complaint about those. Anyhow, this is WSAU with the U of M Sunday Night Net. Are there any additional stations we can check in? Please call now. All right, nothing heard. Looks like we had 6 check-ins and a time of 13 minutes. This is WSAU with the U of M Sunday Night Net, bringing Keeps the Net to a close. Thanks, everyone who's checked in, and thanks to U of M for the use of the repeater. This is WSAU. I'm here to QSY to the RCNet in a minute here.
Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 25 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 25 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees.